Chapter 5 Yeti at the Airport. The next morning, the children packed Yeti into the box. They gave him a book about London to look at on the journey.
Goodbye, said Tim. You were such fun.
Goodbye, said Emma. You were so naughty.
They shut the box and wrote Dad's address on the outside. A van took the box to the airport. At the airport, the box was checked, then left until the plane was ready. Inside the box, Yeti was bored. He banged on the lid.
Are we there yet? He shouted. Let me out!
A man opened the lid. Yeti jumped out and shrieked excitedly.
Hey, you! Said the man. Get back inside that box at once!
But Yeti gave him a big smile, dodged past him, and ran. The man chased after Yeti. Yeti ran in and out and round and round.
Come back!
The man shouted. But Yeti did not want to be shut in the box again. He ran into a shop and hid in a window. The man ran straight past. Yeti came out of the shop. He rolled down the stairs and bounced on the chairs. The man saw Yeti again and shouted,
Stop doing that!
But Yeti was having fun. Then Yeti saw a television film crew. They were interviewing a famous footballer.
Go away,
the TV reporter said. He thought Yeti was a boy dressed in a costume. But the famous footballer said,
Oh, he's so cute. Film me with him, okay?
So the crew filmed Yeti with the famous footballer. That afternoon, he was on TV. Mum found her missing glasses at last.
Oh, that's better, she said. Now I can see things clearly.
She, Tim and Emma watched Yeti on TV. Mum was amazed when she saw that Yeti was a real animal.